Hey, as always, please like, share, and subscribe to this channel for more inspirational videos and audios, stimulating discussions and conversations, and more. Peace and blessings. Welcome to another episode of the Scriptural Cliff Note Sessions. Hi, the Scriptural Cliff Note Sessions are available on the following platforms: Anchor, Spotify, and Apple iTunes. Follow us by hitting the follow button and subscribe so that you can hear all this important information that pertains to life and the future. Thanks. Hello, happy Wednesday. Welcome and welcome back. Welcome to all the new people and welcome back to all my old reliables. I hope the first of your week was wonderful and I hope that you're having a great day. We are still in the laws and we are moving along steadily. We are currently in the don'ts, but before I start reading, I just want to tell you that I'm going to be breaking for drinking, so there'll be some silences. And I also want you to know, in regards to these laws, why we are doing them. They are very important, especially for the children of Israel. We have to get more acquainted with who we are and who we belong to. And a part of that is abiding by these laws, hearing them, listening to them, and abiding by them, okay? Because this is our problem as the children of Israel. We don't listen to nothing. We don't listen to the stuff we should listen to. We don't abide by the people we should abide by. We don't abide by the Most High that we should be abiding by, because we are His, okay? We too busy out here following everybody but Him. And this is a problem for the children of Israel and soon to be an issue for the second flock. So before I start these laws, I'm going to set some rules down. Well, they're not really rules, but this is what goes with the laws, just to make myself clear, and I will continue to read these, this tidbit before I go into the laws so that I'm clear and there will be no misunderstandings. The law is the Most High's divine instructions in righteousness. Without the law, man would have no blueprint for moral, holy living, man being the children of Israel. The laws, statutes, precepts, and commands are for the children of Israel. Why? Because the whole world follows wicked spirits. And it says that in the book of Jubilees, not like I said it, but it says the whole world follows devils. That's what it says. Okay, and the children of Israel, since Adam gave his power away and all hell broke loose and the devil is the god of this earth and the prince of this air, the Most High took a special people and set aside for himself. Okay, in the line of the Shemites, one man from the Shemites, he made a contract with him and his special line, because Abraham is the father of many nations, but this one particular nation was the promised nation from Isaac. Okay, that's how we got where we are. Now, there's a whole bunch of other nations that sway up and down that they the children of Israel, but I'm gonna tell you what, nothing in their history lines up with the Bible. Okay, this Bible describes the children of Israel, the true blood covenant children of Israel, to the T. And until people start waking up and the Most High start teaching them who they are, Because at some point, all the nations is going to know who the true children are. At some point, some people are waking up now, Gentile and children of Israel and heathen. Heathen don't care, and they'll be wiped off, so it don't matter. But the Gentiles, they're supposed to be going with the children of Israel. Oh, they're going to find out who the children of Israel are, the true children of Israel, and they're going to be shocked. I don't know why they're going to be shocked, but they are. And the reason why I say that is because you can, somebody with two brain cells that can connect with their synapses with some common sense just a little bit, they can tell by the descriptions of the people in these scriptures who the people are. But anyway, not only are these scriptures just carnal reading, if you had a little bit of sense, they're also spiritual. Some people, their eyes will be closed until the Most High allows the Ruach, who is wisdom, to give them open their eyes and give them the knowledge of who the true children are. Okay, there will come a time that everybody will know. But until then, you're gonna find out by the children. Because Most High said he gonna pour out his spirit on the children, and they're gonna be doing stuff. So that is exactly what a bunch of us are doing. And I say that to say the children have to listen to the laws. They do. So back to what I was saying. The laws of the Most High is a divine instruction for his house. Okay? He's the father of the house of Israel. Okay? Yasharel. The father, the daddy, the pappy, he is. Okay? Understand that? No. And it says the apostle Paul, Shaul, said, do we then nullify the law through faith? May it never be. On the contrary, we establish the law. And that is Romans 3 and 31. So the law did not get, be done away with. Even Yeshua said he didn't come to nullify the law. He came to fulfill the law. And he didn't give you the whole thing about it because the children of Israel already know their history at that point. He didn't have to sit down and woo 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 with them and speak about everything from the beginning to now. You didn't have to because, for the most part, people taught one another what it was. They just didn't listen. Just like you could have a hard-headed child and you could just keep telling the child what you want the child to do, but the child's not listening. But it doesn't mean that the child didn't hear what you said. And that's exactly what's going on with the children of Israel. So Shaul said that the law wasn't nullified. Okay? He said, on the contrary, we established the law. That's what Shaul said. And he's in the line of Benjamin, a child of Israel. Okay? Okay, there's 613 laws. The previous weeks on Wednesday, we read the positive mitzvah, which is 248, meaning commandments, all the do's. We did that already. So now we are in the don'ts, and there's far more don'ts than there are do's. Okay. Hold on. Let me tell you how many don'ts there are. And then I'm trying to tell you how many don'ts there are. Wait, I say it's 248. There happened to be 600, sorry, 365 negative mitzvah, meaning the don'ts. Okay, so we are in the don'ts. We did the do's, and now we're in the don'ts, and they are very extensive. And before I continue to read the don'ts, I will set these rules. They're not in any particular order, just the way that they popped out of my head. Number one, the laws build character and they are ethical and moral for the children of Israel, remember. Number two, these laws was made for sinners. Didn't the Most High say everybody's following devils? And he don't want his children to follow devils. So here's the rules in order to stay in my good graces. I know they're not gonna make you perfect. You're not perfect. This is why I'm telling you the rules so that you don't go to hell. Or whatever else. I just say hell just to say hell because we'll talk about hell later. But anyway, I don't want you to go somewhere you're not supposed to go. Okay? This is why I'm giving you these laws to stick by. The rules of the house of the children of Israel. Just like the father that he is, he's giving you ground rules, just like you set ground rules for your children. And just like children, your parents set rules for you. Why? For your own health and safety and well-being, just like the Most High did. Okay. Number three, these books that contain the laws were stolen by heathens, and now the whole world uses these laws in a crooked way. Okay. As a matter of fact, everything has a law on it. Even before the laws was written, there was laws. Okay. Which brings me to number four. There's laws of nature, there's laws of everything. There's laws of how long the sun comes out, why the sun goes from the east to the west, how the moon comes out, why the moon comes out such a way, why the earth turns on an axis. All of this is a law that was put in place before the foundation of the world. Okay? It's a law. As a matter of fact, there's a book that says all of this was put together by a law that is the Most High's name. That's how holy it is. And these angels try to get the name of the Most High, because nobody knows the name of the Most High but Yahshua. Nobody knows the real name. Yahshua says this. Okay? And it's a little bit of that that says it in the Bible too, in Revelation. But anyway, the name is so powerful that it puts the universe the way it puts the universe in. Okay? And I mean the way the stars come out, the black holes and whatever else, the galaxies and all, the Most High put that into place with his name. All right. So like I said, there's laws of nature, and the whole world gravitates and works by the laws of the Most High. Number five, Shaul went to the Gentiles. I'm gonna say this two more times. Shaul went to the Gentiles. Shaul went to the Gentiles. Okay. This was listed in the Testament of Benjamin. And Shaul says it in several of his books. The reason why Shaul went to the Gentiles is because he was murdering his own brethren. So the Most High, who was Yeshua, was like, you're gonna go to the Gentiles. That does not mean he wasn't talking to the children, because they was all scattered at that time. He even wrote a book that was Hebrews. If anybody knows how to study, if anybody is given the blessing of understanding how these scriptures work. Because everybody don't have that blessing. I mean, some people could just read it and tell you certain things. When the Most High said he was going to pour out his spirit, there's a lot of things that people are going to get. It's not all the same thing. Same Ruach, but different blessings. Okay? And once you start learning and understanding how this scriptures works, because it's not just one book like a novel. It doesn't read like a novel. They were different parts of scrolls that different people wrote. And there was people over here, there was people over there, there was people over there, there was people over there. And it came to a point that they put all of that together, and that's all you have today is a Bible. There wasn't no Bible years ago, especially in biblical times. It was people was keeping notes, okay? And somebody put it together, and they try to put it in an order so that it went smoothly. The thing is this: when there's different Bibles, many different Bibles, and they have different ways of categorizing the Bibles. So honestly, the average person really doesn't know. And somebody at some point it'll get up there and say, "Oh yes, they know," and all. No, they didn't, because if that's the point, if that's the case, then it would all be reading the same way, and it's not. Catholic Bibles don't read the same way as Protestant Bibles and all this other stuff. This is why you got to be careful when the Ruach is dealing with you, because the Ruach is wisdom. When the Ruach brings knowledge to the person who's blessed to have it, you will understand. Period. And I can prove that. Okay, I'm not just talking from the side of my neck. This is exactly what it says in scriptures. Okay? That wisdom, at some point, wisdom will withdraw. That's why the Most High said you got to find me while you can. Child, I'm speaking mysteries and I'm telling you, people need to understand what's going on. But anyway, I'm not going to go off somewhere else because I can go off on a tangent and I really don't want to explain mysteries because I really got to do a lot of explaining for people to get that. But anyway, like I said, Shaul went to the Gentiles. People grab Shaul's stuff and they hold it up. Shaul said things from his own heart too, along with the inspiration from the Most High. Okay? Just like Abraham. There's many people that said stuff for themselves, and then there's people that also wrote what the Most High said. I mean, people have their own morals and values too. Even within the children of Israel, some people look at things. We don't all look at things the same way. Some people will look at something in a moral way, one way, and somebody will look at something in another way. And that's how the apostles were too. This is why they used to get into it. Shaul and Kepha. Oh, they used to get into it. So everybody has their own understanding and idea. And I'm not saying that's good or bad. I'm just saying that everybody has their own understanding and idea. So Shaul put his own understanding and idea along with what Yeshua was giving him to tell. And I say that to say there's some things that he was saying that the female should get in there and just be quiet. The Most High ain't never said nothing like that. The Most High want the daughters of Zion to weep. He wants them to do all kinds of stuff. He wants them to do their jobs because he already know that the children of Zion is going down the tubes. He knows this and he needs all hands on deck, not just no mans. Okay? And don't misunderstand me. I love my counterparts. I do. But for those people who think that women should sit in the corner and be quiet, that's the worst thing you could ever think. Who do you think is going to fight alongside of you in every and always? Don't start me up with this man and woman stuff of Zion. Okay? Because I could go in. And I'm not here to discuss that right now. I'm just letting you know Shaul went to the Gentiles. So I don't want to hear all this nonsense about who should be saying what and who shouldn't say what. Let the Most High be the truth and every man be the lie. The Most High said he's going to pour out his spirit on everybody. Everybody. Okay? So I don't want to hear no nonsense. Number six, Deuteronomy 28 accompanies the laws. Okay? Without the laws, there wouldn't be no Deuteronomy 28 because Deuteronomy 28 is the blessings and the curses. Just like the Most High told the kings, if you listen to my laws and stuff, you're going to be good. You're going to have all these blessings. If you don't listen to my laws, all the curses are going to chase you down. Okay? You cannot say you don't have to listen to the laws and you hanging on every whim of Deuteronomy 28. Nonsense. Number seven, those that follow the laws live in them. Okay? Leviticus 18, 4 and 5. Okay? The Most High would not have written that or, I mean, have laid that law down or, nor would he have said, okay, you don't have to listen to my laws at a certain time. He never said that. So this is what people need to understand. There are some laws that have been fulfilled. There are some laws that we can observe, and there's some laws that's still open that you must practice. Okay? It becomes gray after a while. For somebody to tell you something black and white, it's not black and white. It's simply not black and white. Okay? And number eight, the Most High's word goes out and does not return void. Period. If he said he want his word to last 1,000 years, it will last 1,000 years. If it comes out and there's no time limit, it will stay there until the Most High reels it back in. It just is what it is. That's how powerful the Most High's word is. The Most High's word is Yeshua. That's what you need to understand. So, with all of that being said, I'm moving on. Now, again, I'm letting you know whether things are open, observed, or fulfilled. Now, there's some things that are not black and white. Like I said, they're not black and white. It's a gray area, number one. And then a lot of things have so many moving parts that it becomes complicated. I'll say it like that. It becomes very complicated. So, I will let you know what I feel about it, when we get to those gray areas. And I say that to say, like I said, there's a lot of moving parts with some of these laws. And especially when it comes down to the priests and it comes down to stuff. Now, I am in the line of Yehuda. Some things I can't even answer being in the line of Yehuda, because the priests get, they have certain direction. And there's a lot of things that have been fulfilled in regards to with the priests. But there are books that say that the priests are still going to be praying and doing whatever they're doing. That's in the Testaments of the 12. They still going to be doing what they're doing, certain things. Now, it's not up to me to say something definitively in regard to, oh yeah, well, I'm saying that's closed or it's open or whatever it is. I'm gonna do the best I can to answer it. And like I said, if it need to be open because I don't have too much information about it, or if there's too many moving parts and it's such a gray area, I couldn't just give it a yes or a no, then I'm just gonna leave it open, because it wouldn't be for me to feel like, oh yeah, well, this is fulfilled. To the best of my understanding, I'm gonna give you my take on whether something is open, observed, and fulfilled. And in regards to observing certain things, sometimes we have to observe things in our hearts, and we can't do the celebration of certain things simply because certain things have to be in order. A lot of the things that we were required to do, we had to be in our land to do it. The priests had to do X, Y, and Z. There was certain things that needed to be done in order for you to carry out whatever that law consisted of. And because we're not in our land, a lot of this we cannot do. Would you rather bypass what the Most High said, and do whatever you want to do and try to celebrate whatever it is, or do carry out whatever? Remember, there's certain places that's wicked. There's certain places that was just trampled over with devils, and you're going to try to glorify the Most High in these conditions? This is why it becomes a gray area. That's what people need to understand. So, being that I already explained that the Most High said he only wants certain things in order, and he needs certain things to be prepared in a certain land, we will not be able to carry out a lot of these laws, because we don't have that system in place. Okay. So, with all of that being said, because I don't want to be so wordy and trying to explain to you why you can't observe certain things, it was already explained when I did earlier, when I called out some of the laws earlier. So you may want to just go back and start listening to a couple of weeks prior to understand why the Most High himself said he don't want certain things done and in place, simply because we didn't listen and we got kicked out of our land, and now there's heathens living in. So if the whole world follows devils and we in a place that's supposed to be the land of milk and honey and the promised place, where do you think we are? In the land of the devils. Period. Understand that? No. So let me start. We are in the sacrifices. Remember, if we're in the don'ts, and I believe I'm just going to be in the sacrifices because there's a lot for a while. So we'll just be doing the sacrifices. We are on law number 89, and that's Deuteronomy 12 and 13. Like I said, this is the sacrifices, and many of the sacrifices include the priests. And since the priests are not in the United States, we shouldn't be doing it. And a lot of the stuff that the priests are not going to be able to do now, simply because we're not in our land, period. So, like I said, law number 89, and that's Deuteronomy 12 and 13, offer not sacrifices outside the sanctuary. See? That's what I'm saying. The sanctuary was in Jerusalem. So how can you, or a priest of the children of Israel, the true blood covenant children of Israel, how can they do that and they're not in their land? This is what I mean. This is a perfect example, and I'm glad that was the first one. So, do not offer sacrifices outside the sanctuary. Where are the priests in the line of Levi today in Africa? They're not in Jerusalem. Okay, so that right there cannot be fulfilled. Fulfilled as in don't do the sacrifices, but in regards to, and listen to what I'm saying, the priests can't do that. They can't offer sacrifices outside the sanctuary. That's number one. But number two, Yeshua came and was the ultimate sacrifice. So there's actually no more sacrifices. So that I'm going to say fulfilled. Okay? And I'm going to tell you this. Now, a priest is the only one who could do the sacrifice. He's the only one who could order a sacrifice. Okay? When Yeshua walked this earth and they didn't believe Yeshua, who ordered Yeshua's sacrifice? A priest. One of the priests of children of Israel. Now, I know there's some people that say there was a lot of priests and some from Esau and whoever else, but it was many priests from the children of Israel themselves. This is why we're in the position we're in. And this is why the children of Israel in the line of Levi are in there too. If you go to the Testament of Levi, he says it himself. And the Testament of Levi and when the 12 brothers lived was in Genesis, way in the beginning. Did they not know the end from the beginning? Yes, they did. When the Most High said he gave them the end from the beginning, and he said that, what do you think the end from the beginning was? I already read the Testament of 12. It went in depth of what the Most High spoke about. Your children's gonna later on they're gonna stop listening. They're gonna sacrifice my son. They're gonna do this. They're gonna do that. I'm gonna get rid of two-thirds of them. You think that the 12 didn't know this? And they said they wiping their hands of you. They're not gonna be connected with this nonsense. This is why it's a testament. It's the ultimate caution. Don't go there. Okay. There's many books when the children is telling their progeny, don't do it. Don't you do it. And what do the progeny do? Don't listen. That's why we're in the position we're in. This is people need to understand the magnitude of the nonsense we are in. We are swimming in swill. That's what we're doing as the children of Israel. Oh, we are head deep in it. Oh, yes. And we can't get out. It's like quicksand. Because nobody's listening. All right. I'm going to go to law number 90. Leviticus 17, 3 and 4. Slaughter not the consecrated animals outside the court, and that's fulfilled. We can't, number one. Number two, Yeshua was the ultimate sacrifice. And many of these, many, maybe not all, perhaps, because I didn't read them all yet, many of them will be fulfilled. And if they fulfilled, that means they closed because it was already fulfilled. Okay, so that's fulfilled. Because guess what? Yeshua was the ultimate sacrifice, the last and ultimate. First of all, he was the first one that was slain before the foundation of the world. Before humans came in here, the Most High already did everything. I already told you this. There's books that say this. Okay. We as the children of Israel need to start reading. I don't believe we don't know how to read. There's a lot of people that say, oh, if you want to hide something from a child of Israel, put it in a book. Honey, I believe the reason why we ain't reading no books, many of us, I'm not saying all, it's because we're bored. We're tired, all of that. We're exhausted. But guess what? We're gonna have to get up on it. We're gonna have to get up on it, honeys, because you need to know some things. There's some mysteries that you need to know, and you need to be able to assemble at a certain time. You need to come together at a certain time. And if you're not in the know, you're not gonna know, and you may not be able to go. Get it. Got it. Good. Okay. We need to start reading some books, and I'm gonna start uploading more books. Because you need to know, I'm going to be uploading books you ain't never even heard before. Okay? All right? And I ain't doing it all willy-nilly. I know exactly which books y'all need to be listening to get up on this. Now, I'm going to keep going. I don't want to be so wordy. Law number 91, Leviticus 22 and 20. Dedicate not a blemished animal to be offered on her altar. You already know many of these things was already fulfilled. At that time, that was a don't. You better not get no blemished lamb. I don't care if he had one eye, half of his patch of his fur was gone, one a hoof was gone, missing something, half of the whiskers was gone. The Most High don't want it. You give me the best of the best. That's what the Most High wanted. But remember, the best of the best was already sacrificed before the foundation of the world. Yeshua. Blameless lamb ain't never sinned. Okay. Already sacrificed before the foundation of the world. And then he had to physically come down here and do it. So he was the ultimate sacrifice. Nevertheless, I will be reading these laws. This is why I'm not going deep into them, because there's more explanation, but I don't need to, because it was already fulfilled when Yeshua came down here and sacrificed himself. Because if you notice in the New Testament, nobody couldn't touch Yeshua until he said, I'm ready. It's time. And that's when they was able to come get him. Y'all need to pay attention to stuff. Law number 92, Leviticus 22 and 22, not to slaughter a blemished animal. You already know. And Yeshua was the lamb, the perfect, non-blemished lamb, not a spot or blemish on him before the foundation of the world and after, during time and space. Okay? During that time space continuum, which we are currently on, he was sacrificed. Physically, the flesh was sacrificed. Understand that now. Even though it's fulfilled, these was the laws. This should tell you something. This should tell you only something perfect could be sacrificed. And Yeshua was that perfect sacrifice. Understand that now. Law number 93, Leviticus 22 and 24, not to dash the blood of a blemished beast on the altar. And the same thing too. With Yeshua. Not a bone was broken, nothing. And some fool came and cut him on the side, and blood and water came out. Law number 94, again, Leviticus 22 and 22, not to burn the inner parts of the blemished beast on the altar. That's fulfilled. Law number 95, Deuteronomy 17 and 1, not to sacrifice a beef with a beast with a temporary blemish. No blemish. Okay. Fulfilled. Most of this is fulfilled, I'm telling you, but I'm reading it to let you know how specific sacrifice were. People need to understand and comprehend how meticulous things had to be. It wasn't no willy-nilly, oh, I'm gonna do it when I want to. Oh, I'm just gonna grab this lamb right here that was playing in dirt and lost a toenail. Or a hoof nail. No. The Most High wasn't playing. Everything got to be according to his word. Okay? And that's how people have to be. You got to go by his word. You can't do whatever you want to do. Law number 96, Leviticus 22 and 25, not to offer a blemished sacrifice of a Gentile. Now, I'm going to talk about this. This is how specific, like I said, the Most High is meticulous. He's perfect and he knows exactly what he's doing. Even when you don't know what you're doing, you shouldn't be questioning, because you ain't nothing but a puff of smoke and a blade of grass. Now, the Most High said, Leviticus 22 and 25, do not offer a blemished sacrifice from a Gentile. That means don't get nothing from nobody else, only get it from your stuff. This is how intricate things are. You're not going to do willy-nilly. Every other nation follows devils. So naturally, they're going to be sacrificing the devils. They're going to be eating stuff that was sacrificed to devils. They're going to be walking in the will of devils. They're going to be living in the land of the devils. They're going to be doing all of that. Why would the Most High want you to take something from them and give it to him? Okay? Even today, the Most High don't want you to do that. Even today, even though this was fulfilled because you can't sacrifice no more, even today, the Most High don't want you to do that. That's why you need to start listening. Law number 97, Leviticus 22 and 21. If you notice, we keep staying in 22, 22, 22. 2220, 2224, 2222. Again, now we in 2221. Remember, there's more than one stipulation within that command. That's what you need to know. So we are back, Leviticus 22 and 21, not to cause a consecrated offering to become blemished. Don't you take that perfect sacrifice and do nothing with it that you shouldn't do. And the children of Israel was doing that. They were sacrificing stuff, or the Most High told them to do something and don't leave it overnight and don't do this and don't do that. What they do? They did whatever they wanted to do. This is a pattern with the children of Israel. It's a pattern. They don't listen. It's like a child, you want to wring his neck. You just want to wring his neck. You don't want to kill him, but you want to get him to the point that you mean business. And that's exactly the way that the Most High is doing us. Yeah. That is exactly the way that the Most High probably feels about us. I am so sick of them that I'm going to get rid of the rebels, and it's going to be 2/3 of the rebels I'm going to be getting rid of. Oh, yeah. And it really doesn't matter to the Most High, because the Most High can resurrect the body and bring the soul back with the breath of his life, because he is life. I mean, it's just a mess. 90, law number 98, Leviticus 2 and 11. Do not offer leaven or honey upon an altar. You know they're not sacrificing no more, so that is fulfilled. But at that time, don't do it. Don't you do it. Law number 99, Leviticus 2 and 13, not to offer a sacrifice without salt. Now, remember I did a lesson that says you the salt of the earth. Remember the Most High said, we're wonderful, beautiful, we more than conquerors. We could do all things through him. We the salt of the earth. We the apple of his eye. We all of that. This is how important salt is. This is how important we are to the Most High when he say, we the salt of the earth, honey. Do not offer a sacrifice to the Most High without salt. That was vital. I want salt on my sacrifice. Okay. And then Yahshua comes down here and say, you the salt of the earth. That's how important you are to the Most High. And this is what I mean when you wake up and say, you don't like this, you don't like that. You want this done, you want that done. Oh, you don't want here and there and all of this when the Most High made you perfect. He did just for him. And this is how much we don't listen as the children of Israel. Child. That one, it's all fulfilled for the most part. It's fulfilled. But at that time, this is how important salt is. Don't you do no sacrifice without no salt. Don't you do it. Law number 100, Deuteronomy 23 and 18, offer not on the altar, hire a harlot, excuse me, or a price of dog, a heathen. Now listen, listen, because this is going to be open. The only reason why it's open is because the Testament of the 12 in the line of Levi says that the children of Levi will, in the last days, in the late days, they will be praying for the whole Yasharal. They over there in Africa praying for the Yasharal. And I believe that. I believe they are. Because let the every man be a liar and the Most High be the truth. The Most High gave the 12 patriarchs the end information about the end in the beginning. So if the patriarch said in the end times my line is going to be praying for the rest of y'all, then that's what the Most High told Levi. So I'm going to read this. This is law number 100, Deuteronomy 23 and 18. Offer not on the altar the hire of a hoe, a harlot, that's a hoe, or the price of a dog. Now listen, you shall not bring a whore in the house or the price of a dog, a heathen, into the house of the Most High. Thy L for any vow. Okay? Because we already know the sons of Zion love a good old hoe. Oh, yes, he love a hoe. That's his Achilles heel, a hoe. For even both these are an abomination unto the Most High, your L. Now, we already know there ain't gonna be no sacrifices, but at that time, you better not bring no hoes up in there. No heathens. Okay? Because a heathen is a dog. Just like the Most High, who is Yeshua in the flesh, said, I'm only here for the children, not no dogs, not no heathens. Yes. Anyway, he said that to somebody from a Canaanite woman, somebody from Canaan. Law number 101, Leviticus 22 and 28, not to slaughter an animal and its young on the same day. Now, because these are the priests and they were slaughtering animals for sacrifices, we already know Yeshua was the last final sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice he was. So a lot of this sacrifice and stuff was fulfilled. However, I need you to understand how meticulous things had to be, how perfect the Most High is with no half-stepping, sons of Levi. Okay? I'm not going to play games with you, sons of Levi. That's how the Most High was. He wanted certain things to be done in a special way, and you better have done it. Law number 102, Leviticus 5 and 11, not to put olive oil. Ow. Excuse me. Not to put olive oil. My finger hurt my finger. On the sin meal offering. Now, we already know that this was fulfilled, but at that time, you better not do it. Okay? Don't put no olive oil on it. Law 103, Leviticus 5 and 11, do not put frankincense on the sin meal offering. All right, you already know these are fulfilled, but he didn't want nobody doing it at that time because it's a sin offering. And I'm going to read it. It says, but if he be not able to bring two turtle doves or two young pigeons, then he that sin shall bring for his offering a tenth part of an ephah of fine flour for a sin offering. He shall put no oil upon it, neither shall he put any frankincense thereon, for it is a sin offering. Even though it's fulfilled, I just wanted you to understand what they needed to do in regards to sin offerings. Law 104, Numbers 5 and 15, not to put olive oil on the jealousy offering. Now, you know, people had to repent for their jealousy. I already told you, jealousy is a spirit. So they had to pray that off, do some sacrificing, do some meditating and fasting, because jealousy is a spirit. Okay, it's a spirit. Okay. Law number 105, Numbers 5 and 15 again, because remember there's two more than one stipulation. I can't. Okay, there's two here. Not to put the frankincense on the jealousy offering either. Don't put the frankincense on it and don't put the olive oil on it. Okay, yeah, because it says it is for an offering of jealousy, an offering of memorial, bringing iniquity to remembrance. That's what it is. That's why. All fulfilled, but I'm telling you why they had to do what they did. Okay? Okay. Law number 106, Leviticus 27 and 10, not to substitute sacrifices. Oh, yeah. Don't play with the Most High. Put that perfect lamb dish or older sheep, any other animal offering, it better be perfect. Law number 107, Leviticus 27 and 33, do not change sacrifices from one category to another. If he said put the lamb there, don't you put a piece of beef there? Don't you put a turtle dove? Don't you put something else there unless he told you to? I already told you these are all fulfilled, but I'm telling you how specific these sacrifices had to be. I'm just reading them just so that you know when you hear them. Law number 108, Numbers 18 and 17, redeem not the firstborn of the permitted clean animals. Okay. But the firstling of a cow or the firstling of a sheep or the firstling of a goat, Thou shalt not redeem. They are holy. Listen. Why is this important? I'm going to tell you in a minute. They are holy. Thou shalt sprinkle their blood upon the altar and shall burn their fat for an offering made by fire for a sweet savior unto the Most High. Why is that important? Because the first of everything is the Most High's. Okay. And that was a law for the children. The first thing of everything is supposed to be dedicated to the Most High. That's why the one and only begotten Son was sacrificed. Understand what's being said. Law number 109, Leviticus 27 and 33, not to sell the tithe of the herd of the cattle. Now you already know there was tithes that was being given to the Levites so that they could share not only among themselves, because they were the lot of the Most High, meaning they didn't have any divvied up land or anything that the rest of the 11 brothers got. So the 11 brothers had to come together and give Levi a tithe. That's what it is. Give Levi pieces of land, houses, flocks, herds, and all of that. That was their tithes to the children of Levi, because Levi and them is the ones, their job, because we all got a job, especially the children of Israel. Their job was to maintain the house of the Most High and to be the intercessors between the children of Israel and the Most High. Remember, the children of Israel wanted a king. They wanted this. They wanted that. They didn't want to listen to the Most High. Remember all the nonsense they was doing. So this is why things are the way they are. Because we a bunch of knuckleheads. Period. So you can't sell the herd of cat. You wasn't able to sell the herd of cattle that was given to you. Okay. Oh, I didn't even read that. Law number 109, Leviticus 27 and 33, do not sell the tithe of the herd. Yes, of cattle. He shall not search whether it be good or bad, neither shall he change it. And if he change it at all, then both it and the change thereof shall be holy. It shall not be redeemed. Now, if you're trying to switch something out, not only will the thing that you wanted to be there originally, that's going to become the Most High's, and whatever you put there that you didn't want to be put there, both of them is going to become the Most High's, because you're not going to play with the Most High. That's why. Law number 110, Leviticus 27 and 28. Do not sell a devoted field. There's a lot to be said about this, but let me read it. Notwithstanding, no devoted thing that a man shall devote unto the Most High of all that he has, both a man and a beast, and of the field of his possession, shall be sold or redeemed. Every devoted thing is most holy unto the Most High. What does that mean? It means if you dedicated something to the Most High, you can't take it back and give it to somebody else. You cannot take that back and give it to somebody else. And I'm gonna say this. This is what you need to understand. Why is this important? Because people think that their souls, their consciousness, are their own. People sell themselves to the devil. Oh, yeah, they sell their souls to the devil, but it's not their souls to give to nobody. The Most High said all souls are his. Nevertheless, these heathens is walking around, and I do say heathens, even if they are biological. Well, not, yes, I'll say biological because it's a blood covenant contract. Even if they the children of Israel, they could sell their souls to the devil too. And guess what? That will be against the law, Leviticus 27 and 28, because you can't sell yourself to somebody when you already the Most High's. You already dedicated to the Most High, and you're gonna sell yourself to the wickedness and the devils. People do it every day. They do it all the time. All the atheists do it. I don't believe in nothing, or I believe they're Satanists. They believe in their hearts that they could do all of this stuff, and it's a law not to do it. This is how important these laws are. And people doing it all the time by doing stuff that's against the law. You rather rock with whatever's out there that you don't know what it is than to rock with your heavenly father. Just the nonsense that goes on all the time. Even people do it and they have no idea what they're doing. If people could see beyond the veil of flesh and spirit, people wouldn't be acting like fools. Many of people wouldn't be acting like fools because they see that they 2 seconds away from being devoured. Half the stuff that you do, you open up yourself to devils. Moving on, law number 111, Leviticus 27 and 28, not to redeem a devoted by the cherem vow field. And it says, notwithstanding, no devoted, and I already read it, no devoted thing that a man shall devote unto the Most High shall he give to anybody else. Don't redeem it. Don't sell it. Don't, none of that. Okay? Don't lend it out. Don't promise it to nobody. None of that. Law number 112, Leviticus 5 and 8, not to split the head of birds for or slaughter them for a sin offering. This was already, oh, what I'm gonna say about these two, I'm gonna leave these open. The two about the souls, meaning don't sell anything that's promised to the Most High and don't redeem it. I'm gonna leave it open, even though there's no more sacrifices. But spiritually, what you do is when you follow other things aside from the Most High, children of Israel and second flock, you are selling yourself to them because you're leaving yourself open. Remember, you are a consciousness living in a fleshly temple. You can be antagonized, you can be invaded, you can be possessed by a spirit. Yes, you can. And by opening yourself up, you are opening and allowing certain things to come to you and in you. Okay? That's just the truth. Now I'm on 112 back where I was at, because I need to explain to you those two are open, even though you're not sacrificing anymore. What you're doing is sacrificing yourself when you open up doors you have no idea you're opening, or you say things, or you dedicate yourself to something you have no idea what it is. Back to 112. Leviticus 5 and 8, do not split the head. I already said, do not split the head of a slaughter bird. That's fulfilled because you're not sacrificing no more. Law 113, Deuteronomy 15 and 19, do not do any work with a dedicated beast. All the firstling males that come out of thy herd and out of thy flock, they are so sanctified to the Most High. I already told you, he takes the first of everything. He's supposed to have the first, so don't do that. Even though there's no more sacrifices. This is how specific these laws were to the line of Levi. Okay. Law number 114, Deuteronomy 15 and 19, not to shear a dedicated beast. We already know that this was fulfilled, but at that time they couldn't shear it, meaning cut the hair off. Do not shear it. Do not cut the hair off. Leave it the way it is. That's why it's supposed to be perfect. Law number 115, Exodus 34 and 25, slaughter not Passover lamb with leaven. Now, if we was in our land, we would be able to observe the Passover. But because we're not in our land, what you can do is observe it in your heart. Now, you want to know what the funny thing is? The funny thing is, people call it Easter, and certain people in certain lands celebrate it different days. The Most High said there's supposed to be certain feast days, certain remembrance days, and all of that stuff. They're supposed to be specific. But guess what? We don't know truly what the days are. Remember, the heathens, they changed the days, they changed dates, they changed seasons, they changed times. That's what the Most High says, that the devil's going to do that. And that's exactly what he did. There used to be 10 months in a year, now there's 12. Okay? In the book of Enoch, it says throughout the year is 364 days. Why are people celebrating 365 and then doing this leap year and calculating and all that? This is why days are not set in stone, meaning every year it falls on the same day all the time. That doesn't happen. So this is how specific things are. Okay, we can get into specifics, honey. And because days of the year and whatever else is convoluted, the best thing for you to do is observe it in your heart. Most High hears you. Even though you speak in a language that is heathenistic, because we're not speaking our original perfect language. The Most High said his language is a perfect language. And we used to have that language until we didn't listen. Now we speak in all kinds of heathenistic languages. Moving on. Law number 116, Exodus 12 and 10, leave not the sacrificial portions of the Passover lamb overnight. That has been fulfilled. Okay. Law number 117, Exodus 12 and 10, allow not the meat of the Passover lamb to remain until morning. Fulfilled. Now I know the Most High said about Passover, we should keep it in our remembrance. Yes, it's true, but we're not in the land. That's why I said these things are it's a gray area. It's gray. And you can observe it in your mind and in your heart. Okay? But certain things have to be in place. And Most High says it himself. He said it with the first one I mentioned. Law number 118. Deuteronomy 16 and 4. No meat of Nisan, 14 festive offering, remain until day three. That's been fulfilled. Law number 119, Numbers 9 and 12. No meat on the second Passover lamb offering shall remain until morning. Fulfilled. Remember, Yeshua was the ultimate sacrifice, and we can't go through those motions anyway because we're not in the land. Law number 120, Leviticus 22 and 30. No meat of Thanksgiving offering shall remain till morning. That's fulfilled. Law number 121, Exodus 12 and 46. Not to break any bones of the Passover lamb offering. Now, listen to what that said. And I'm going to read it again. Law number 121, Exodus 12 and 46. Not to break any bones of the Passover offering. Yahshua's bones wasn't broken. You see how everything connects? He was the sacrifice. Law number 122. Let me say this. The Most High does things that we couldn't comprehend. We can't comprehend half of the stuff that he does. We should just be so grateful that he keeps us in mind. Some of this stuff you just think, oh, I do. I don't know if other people do. When you start learning the scriptures and you start being in the word, you just are so grateful and so thankful that the Most High does what he does. Half the stuff we can't comprehend, but we're so grateful that he does what he does. Okay? We're so grateful that he's the Most High and that he sent his one and only begotten son, and he sends his angels to protect us and all of the things that need to happen. He keeps us in his mind, in the forefront of his mind before the foundation of the world. And now during the space-time continuing, he's going to take care of us. That's what we need to focus on and be in, just be glad and grateful. About all his goodness, that he doesn't forget us. And that within itself is something to be grateful for. I'm going to move on. Law number 122, Numbers 9 and 12, not to break any bones of the second Passover lamb offering. That's fulfilled. Law number 123, Exodus 12 and 48, not to remove the Passover offering from where it's eaten. Fulfilled. Law number 124, Leviticus 6 and 17, not to bake the residue of the meal offering with leaven. That's fulfilled. Because there's no more offerings. Exodus 125. I'm sorry. Law number 125, Exodus 12 and 9. Not to eat the Passover offering, boiled or raw. We already know. Don't boil it and don't offer it raw. Boiling it is putting it in a pot and all that. That's not how you wanted it. The Most High wanted it, and he on a special I'm not a table. He wanted it on a special table and burned with fire. That's the sacrifice. Remember, the Most High is a consuming fire. You dedicating it to him. He don't want it boiled. No water. Fire. Okay. And raw. You already know you're not supposed to eat nothing raw. The blood is the life. This is what I need you to understand. This is why the Most High says what he says. He ain't putting no laws down willy-nilly, and he ain't doing it for his own health, honey. He's doing it for your well-being, your health, your ethical well-being and your moral character. Law number 126, Exodus 12 and 45, not to allow an alien resident to eat a Passover offering. You don't want no outside people eating consecrated things, stuff that was only for the one and only set to the side children. That's a blessing to them. And I don't know why the Most High would have to say that to the children that's supposed to be set aside for him, but he already knew how his children were willy-nilly. That's what this is why the laws is here for sinners, because the children sinners, they knuckleheads. That the Most High got to keep holding their hand and woo woo wooing, and they still ain't listening. They knuckleheads. This is why. Law number 127, Exodus 12 and 48, an uncircumcised person may not eat the Passover offering, since we not sacrificing anymore. And as far as the circumcision goes, Most High said he gonna circumcise your heart, men and women. He's circumcising your heart, meaning he gonna have his laws and all of that stuff. Your moral fortitude and all of that stuff you're gonna have in your heart. Okay? You may not have it right now, but certainly we are moving forward to a time that people are waking up. Those children that the Most High is going to bring into the next life. Whether you're gonna go to sleep or you're gonna stay woke, meaning deaf, or still be alive, the Most High is choosing you, and you're gonna know what you need to know, and you're gonna do what you need to do, and you're gonna leave alone what you need to leave alone. So, as far as circumcision, it's not a physical thing now, it's a spiritual thing. And just like I said, children of Israel, the Most High knows who you are. If everybody climbed out of their meat suit, that's how you truly are, right there. It's not about color. It's not about this or that. Most High said, all souls are mine, and the ones that sin will be dealt with. Okay? Period. It just so happens there's a promise on the children of Israel, period. That's the difference. Not for any particular reason, but because Abraham was the Most High's friend. That's why. Law number 128, Exodus 12. I already said that. 12 and 43, don't let a stranger eat the sacrificial lamb. That's fulfilled, by the way. But there's still heathens. Just know that. There'll be heathens till the Most High set the next world in order. Understand that. Law number 129. Ritually unclean person may not eat holy things. No lepers, no heathens, no nobody outside the children of Israel. And if they're rebels, no, the Most High don't want them eating either. Law number 130, Leviticus 7 and 19, eat not meat of consecrated things that have become unclean. And I'm gonna read this, even though it's fulfilled. And the flesh that touched any unclean thing shall not be eaten. It shall be burnt with fire. And as for the flesh, all that be clean, you can eat. Law number 131, Leviticus 19, 6 and 7, not to eat sacrificial meat beyond the second day. That's fulfilled, you already know. But like I said, most of these are fulfilled, but I'm reading them because you need to understand what they are, and you need to understand how meticulous the Most High was and how specific things needed to be. Okay? Law number 132, Leviticus 7 and 18, don't eat the sacrificial meat on the third day. Okay? That's fulfilled. Remember, Yeshua was the ultimate sacrifice, and nobody ate him. But you do eat the word. Okay? You are fed on the word. Anyway, law number 133, Leviticus 22 and 10, a stranger or non-Cohen may not eat of the holy thing. You already know, at that time, nobody but the children of Israel could eat stuff that was dedicated to the Most High. If the whole world follows devils, why would you want a devil to partake in anything of the Most High? Does that even make sense? Yeah. Law number 134, Leviticus 22 and 10. The priest, sojourner, or hired worker may not eat of the holy thing. Nobody, nobody, that is not the children of Israel, nobody, nobody were to eat any of the things that was sacrificed to the Most High and made holy for his holy people. He's feeding his people only on the lid. And as a matter of fact, that's what Yahshua did when he was coming down here. He fed only his apostles. That's it. And he said, only go to the sheep, the Lord's sheep. That's it. Except for Shaul, Paul. That's what you need to understand. Do not get it twisted. Don't get it misunderstood. It's as clear as a bell and as bright as day when you read those scriptures. And I can't wait to get into the New Testament. Woo! Law number 135, Leviticus 22 and 10, an uncircumcised person may not eat of the holy thing. That's fulfilled. Only the children of Israel could eat of those sacrifice things that was holy. They became holy when they were sacrificed. Law number 136, Leviticus 22 and 4. Ritually unclean priests may not eat holy things. Law number 137. A priest's daughter, if married to a priest, cannot eat the holy food. That's what it said. If the priest's daughter also be married unto a stranger, she may not eat of the offering because she became somebody else's wife. Okay. There's a lot of specific things that people get confused. And when they come, the instance they come, I'm going to explain it to you. Law number 138, Leviticus 6 and 16, do not eat the meat offering of a priest. Yep, that's dedicated to him. Law number 137, remember, they all fulfilled, but I'm telling you how specific and meticulous the Most High is. He wanted specific things done, and he was very meticulous. I want you to know the character of the Most High and why he put his laws down. Understand that. But they, in regards to the priests, many of these are fulfilled. Understand that. The priest's job right now is to pray for the children of Israel. Law number 140, Deuteronomy 14 and 3, do not eat consecrated animals that have become blemished. That's self-explanatory, even though it's fulfilled. Law number 141, Deuteronomy 12 and 17, eat not the unredeemed second tithe outside Jerusalem. And I'm gonna read it. Thou may not eat within the gates the tithe. Hold on. Corn of your or wine or oil or excuse me, firstlings of your herds or flocks or anything outside the gates. That's what I'm trying to tell you. If you're not in the land, half the stuff you can't do. So, first of all, it's fulfilled because we're not in our land. Second of all, Yeshua was the final sacrifice, which was the perfect sacrifice. Okay. Law number 142, Deuteronomy 12 and 17. Consume not the unredeemed second wine tithe outside of Jerusalem. I already told you there's a lot of things that we can't practice today because we're not in our land. And the Most High said, don't consume any unredeemed wine outside Jerusalem. You're not in your land, so you can't do nothing. You can't do it, even though it's fulfilled. Okay, this is how specific things are, meticulous the Most High is. 143, Deuteronomy 12 and 17. Consume not unredeemed second oil tithe outside Jerusalem. There's a lot of stuff you can't do because you're not in your land. You're not in your land. Understand that. And this is just oil and wine. Okay? Law number 144, 12 and 17 again. Eat not the unblemished firstling outside of Jerusalem. Now, if we were still in Jerusalem, you'd be able to drink your wine, do whatever you're going to do, and whatever. And maybe if we would have listened and all that, Yahshua would not have had to come down here and do whatever. Well, he would have had to because Adam. But if we was doing the things that we were supposed to be doing, oh yeah, this would be a different situation, child. A different situation. And I may do a lesson about that because it just hits me. It hits me about what would happen if none of this would have happened. Hold on, let me write that down. Okay. Law number 145, Deuteronomy 12 and 17 again. Eat not sin or guilt offerings outside the sanctuary court. So you gotta, at that time, you had to be in Jerusalem, in the sanctuary to be able to do all of that. Even though it's fulfilled, we ain't in the land. Okay. It's important to note we're not in the land. There's a lot of things we can't do because we're not in the land, but it's very important to note that the Most High, who was Yeshua in the flesh, came down here in flesh, was the ultimate sacrifice. So a lot of these things regarding sacrifice was already done for the final time. And that's important to know because a part of the revelation is people gonna start doing sacrifices again. Yes. Now you know it ain't gonna be the children of Israel. This is why all of this stuff matters. It all matters. Law number 147, Deuteronomy 12 and 17. Again, do not eat lesser sacrifices before blood dashed on the altar. That's fulfilled. But the priest had to make sure that the blood was on the altar, the sacrifice of the life had to be on the altar. Okay. Even though that's fulfilled. Okay. Deuteronomy 140, I'm sorry. Law number 148, Deuteronomy 12 and 17. No priest is to eat the most holy offerings. Thou may not eat within thy gates the tithe of thy corn, thy wine, or thy oil, or the firstlings of your herds, or your flocks, nor any vows which thou vow, nor any free will offerings or heave offering of thy hand. There it is. It says, Azar, non-Cohen, which is a priest. Number 149, Exodus 29 and 33. A priest not to eat the first fruits outside the temple courts. I already told you. You're not supposed to be doing all this consecrated stuff in anywhere but where it was designated. Yeah, that's important. If it's consecrated and it's meant to be there, then it should be there and it shouldn't be anywhere else. So this is why we can't do a lot of stuff. People think we could turn around and start doing all kinds of stuff. We can't, because then we won't be in the will of the Most High, because he said it only got to be in my land. You can't do it. And a lot of times, these people who call themselves Christians, they practice Easter and all that. They don't even know that it's Passover. Child. Yeah, that's a type of Passover, child. Anyway. Law number 151, Deuteronomy 26 and 14. Not eating the second tithe while in the morning, fulfilled. Law number 152, Deuteronomy 26 and 14, not giving the second tithe for the dead, fulfilled. Law number 153, Leviticus 22 and 15, not eating untithed produce, fulfilled. Law number 154, Exodus 22 and 29, not changing the order of separating the various tithes, fulfilled. Remember, people, hold on. People today who call themselves Christians, we don't know where that name Christ came from. We do know where it is, I'm being rhetorical, but that's not a saying or an action of a child of Israel. Okay. The Most High was the Mashiach. And more than likely, that's what they call them, Mashiach. Not Christ, not Christian. These are Latin words. Most High didn't speak Latin. Children of Israel didn't speak Latin. So we have to understand what's what. Okay, we got to get out of these words, understand where they came from, and don't use them. So I say that to say, only the Levites were the ones who gathered tithes, and it says no, not changing the order of separating the various tithes. They the ones who did the tithes. They not here. Okay. There's no Christians, no nothing, no none of that. Okay? It's only people who follow the Mashiach or the Messiah. Okay? No Christians or nothing like that. So I don't know what they're making up in regards to tithes and all that stuff, because for some reason you making other people rich when half of y'all or most of y'all is poor. When they say they want another jet, they want another house, they want to go skiing this year, and they want to do all of that stuff, you are supplying it. Even when it was 2019, the pandemic, and 2020, those evangelicals, they wasn't worried about you. They was worried about you getting yourself down there and paying them. They're not even in the children of Israel. They're not the children of Israel in any way. So they heathens. And a lot of children of Israel is funding them when there ain't a Levite in the United States. That's what y'all need to understand. Need to stop being fooled with all of this in regards to the priests. And I talk about this because of the tithes that set me off. Like, oh my gosh, you shouldn't be paying nobody tithes. Within the children of Israel, the reason for tithes is that the Levites didn't have anything. They wasn't given anything. The Most High gave the other 11 brothers through Yaakov land and whatever. It was the 11 brothers' job to give the Levites Who were the intercessors between the rest of the brethren and the Most High? They were supposed to give them stuff in the form of tithes. And what they would do is they would separate tithes or divvy up tithes among the Levites, the line of the Levites, and for widows and orphans so that nobody would starve and be hungry. That's the point, that's the purpose of tithes. People would volunteer their services because they had different duties in different parts of the land that was up. Like if somebody killed somebody by mistake, there was land set aside for somebody to go there so the rest of the family don't kill you. So they had to be supported and all of that. So they the Levites was the captains, I'll say, the captains of the tithes. They held the money and they held stuff so that they can do what they need to do to make sure everybody was taken care of. That's what tithes are. But today, these heathens is running around and all the money that you give goes straight to them. And guess what? They don't pay taxes because they're supposed to be non-for-profits. And all the regulations that regulate them in this land in the United States and probably outside too, they are being regulated as a non-for-profit and they don't pay no taxes. So you giving them straight whole money and I don't see them doing anything supporting anybody. Okay, there's a lot of people that's hungry and they need sanctuary and all that. Can you go to their church and live there? Is there a room for you there? Do they have a specific hotel for you to stay in rent free until you get on your feet? Child, y'all need to stop the nonsense. This Christianity stuff done fooled y'all. It's gonna fool you right into the poorhouse and get you right where you don't want to go. I'm gonna keep going because I got a few more before I end this. But y'all need to think about this Christianity bullcrap because it ain't nothing but a delusion. So where was I before I went out off on this tangent, honey? Because I can go somewhere totally different. Almost lost myself there. Okay, I'm not sure if I read this, but I'm gonna read it. Law number 155, Deuteronomy 23 and 21, delay not payment of offerings or free will, or obligatory. I want to say this in regards to tithes and offerings. This is for the Levites. I'm gonna say this is fulfilled. You know why? This is kind of gray, but I'm going to say this. Since these laws are only for the children of Israel, but remember, other people stole them and they posing interlopers. In regards to the children of Israel, today, the house of Yehuda is scattered, and many of the other lines are in Africa. Their duty for the end times is to pray for the children of Israel, the whole children of Israel. That's the Levites' duty. In regards to tithes, offering, and all that, they may still be doing certain things. I don't know. I'm not there. I don't know what they're doing. I know they have priests over there and they not non-melanated. They the melanated priests of bloodline of the children of Israel. So they over there praying and doing whatever they need to do. And it says that in the testament of the 12 in the line of Levi. It says they're going to be doing that in these last days. So we already know that's what they're doing. In regards to tithes and whatever, if they over there, they probably are helping people and doing what they're supposed to do. So I'm going to leave that open. Okay. As long as they ain't sacrificing, they not sacrificing, they praying and they still supporting their brethren over there, then that's open. Okay, this stuff is sometimes it's a gray area. Law number 156, Exodus 23 and 15. Go not to temple on Passover, Pentecost, the tabernacles without offering. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread for 7 days, as I commanded thee in the time appointed of the month Abib. For in it thou came out of Egypt, none shall appear before me empty. I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna leave this open, but I'm gonna tell you why we cannot observe it. Observe it meaning do all of the things that need to be done because we're not in our land. I just told you that. I said what I said. The scriptures even say it. Do not do it outside Jerusalem. Okay, the scripture says it itself. Okay, hold on. Okay, it says don't do it outside of Jerusalem. So if you outside of Jerusalem, how dare you do it? Because if you do, you're not in the will of the Most High. Certain things got to be in place for you to observe things, meaning physically observe them. Go do this, go do that, go do this. You can observe it in your heart, but you dare not do it outside of the place where it's supposed to be designated. Understand that and know. Now I got this last one before I sign off, and it says it's 157, Law 157, and it's Numbers 30 and 2. Not to break your word even without an oath. Now I'm gonna say this. This here is open and saying, how you doing today? This one here is open. It says, don't break your vow or your word. Now listen, and I want you to listen very intently. That means active listening. The Most High has never broken his word. Ever. Ever, 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 ever broken his word. Never. Because he can't break his word, because what he says is, okay? He has never broken his word, and you're supposed to be made in the Most High's image. So you, if you're supposed to be man, and the Most High said, I made man in my image, then you supposed to keep your word. We are not supposed to be writing with pen and ink. No contract, no nothing, because your word is supposed to be your bond. The Most High's word is his bond, and his children's word is supposed to be their bonds. But we don't listen to nothing. We are hard-headed, stiff-necked, all of that. And Law number 157, Numbers 30 and 2 says, don't break your word. Okay? Even it without an oath. If a man vow a vow, that means if you make a promise unto the Most High or swear an oath, meaning I affirm that I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth. So, what do we do every day? We break our words. This is open. Even today, you ain't supposed to break your word and you ain't supposed to lie. None of that. And that's even a part of the Ten Commandments. Don't lie. Don't break your word. The Most High never broke his word. Never. And we supposed to be the example. We break our word all the time. Our word don't even mean nothing. Even the United States, it don't mean nothing. In Europe, it don't mean nothing. Okay? That's why people don't trust people. Even the United States motto is trust but verify. Say what now? Trust but verify. That means I know you a liar, but I'm gonna act like you the truth. Yes, trust but verify. So if it's trust but verify, that means there's no trust. You see how people manipulate words? I'm going to tell you this. The Most High is going to get us for everything. We are going to be judged by these laws. We're going to be judged by these laws. So you telling me this law is, this law, we don't have to listen to this no more. Don't lie and don't break your word. The Most High made the law and he abides by the law. He abides by his laws. And you telling me that we don't have to listen to that? Y'all gonna stop playing with me. You're not gonna play with my intelligence. You're gonna play with your own intelligence, honey. I am no fool in any way. Y'all better, if you know like I know, you better start listening to these laws. That law is open and still waving his hand today. Just as open as it was when the Most High made it. You're not gonna play with the Most High, honey, because the Most High ain't got no time for none of y'all. I'm glad I ended on that note because that's important. Don't break your word. But many people, you can't trust nobody. Today, we can't trust nobody. We as a people, just human beings, you can't trust nobody. Nobody. Half the time, people can't trust theyself. And that's the sad part. You don't have enough character to be focused on being a truthful individual. And people don't care. They don't even think about it. Not two thoughts. So with that, I'm going to say, I hope that you learn something every time you listen to this platform. I hope that I help with giving you the zeal of wanting to follow the Most High and to know His word, to bask in His word, to understand how important His word is, because it's concerning you, children of Israel. It's all about you. Now, what deity would ever say anything all about the human beings that they for? Usually these people want all of they want all of your commitment. It ain't nothing about you. It's all about them. That's not the way it is with the Most High. The Most High loves His children so much that He gave Himself in the form of a human being to come down here to sacrifice you. Excuse me, sacrifice Himself for you. Yes, to take on all the infirmities and everything for you. Think about that. I want you to think about that. As we continue to keep moving, we're going to learn something every day. And I hope that you do learn something every day. I hope that we all get to be together at the end of all of this, because there's a point to all of this. There's a point to being true to the Most High. There's a point to following the Most High, dedicating yourself. It's for you. It's not for the Most High. The Most High going to get His way regardless. It's for you. That's why the Most High is doing all this stuff. Adam messed up. And when he did, it all went to pot. So the Most High took some people, moved them to the side, and gave them some laws. They didn't listen. So the Most High kept messing with their cantankerous behinds. And then after a while, he said, "You know what? I'm getting sick of y'all. I'm gonna go to a foolish nation." And then it ended up going to a foolish nation. This is why the Gentiles get to go. Y'all just put your foot in your mouth, your eye in your mouth, your everything in your mouth. It's just a mess. We trying to get it together. We trying to get this together, everybody. We have to get it together. And time is not waiting for anybody. If you notice, time is flying, just like the scriptures say. The Most High say, "I'm gonna speed up time for the saints." What do you think is happening? For all those people who don't believe nothing, trust and believe, this stuff is gonna come to pass, honey. And when it does, some people ain't gonna, they just gonna be so much in shock that they ain't gonna know what to do with themselves. Oh, we seeing the Most High's will in our faces. We are seeing it. Whether you believe it or not, the Most High gonna get His way. With that, because I could keep rambling on. With that, I'm just gonna say, I hope that you have a blessed rest of your week. Thank you for all those people who prayed for me. I'm going through some stuff myself. I had a loss of a loved one and it hurts like hell. I'm trying to keep it together, still dedicate myself to giving a word to everybody. That's how much I care. Like, I want to ball up and just cry, but I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep going. This gives me something to do and something to focus on, something beyond my own sadness. I hope that you get everything you need from these lessons, and I hope that they keep carrying you and encouraging you. With that, I hope to see you on the Sabbath, and until next time.
Hi, trying to contact me regarding a question, comment, or concern? Well, you got two ways of doing so. The first way is you can email me at cliffnoteqna@yahoo.com. I'll say it again. This is one word. Cliffnote, the letter Q, the letter N, the letter A, at yahoo.com. The second way is you can upload a question, concern, or comment on Spotify. The question section appears under the episode's description on Spotify. Send me your question and I'll definitely answer it. Thank you and enjoy the podcast. It's good to hear the word of truth from the Most High. But you know what's better? Hitting that follow button and hitting the small bell next to it to be notified of new content. You can also save a life by sharing this valuable content. Go ahead, save a life today. Thanks.
Hey, don't make me your guilty pleasure. Hit that follow button and make that commitment. You will not be disappointed. And it's free. It doesn't cost nothing to hit that follow. Thanks.